To be honest, I felt really sad for my dad when he said that one needed $13 million in order to be secure. I hope that in understanding my redistribution of the money I inherited from him, that he knows that I'm giving money away so that no one needs to work that hard anymore, so that they can spend more time actually building authentic, loving, affirming relationships that aren't centered around giving or making money. Through that giving, I actually got connected to a grantee to a really great nonprofit called Viet Lead, that organizes predominantly Vietnamese immigrant communities in Philadelphia and the city of Camden, and also the rest of Camden County, which is where I live. And they do really great work. They organize multi-generationally, which I think makes a lot of sense. And they have this great farming setup. They have a great youth education program. They also have great political education and also really engaging elder programs, especially around access to healthcare. And it's funny because I've been thinking a lot about what true security looks like, and that true security for sure does not look like having millions of dollars when people around me are unhoused and the earth is on fire and flooding and tornadoing and natural disastering everywhere. That's not where I don't want to be, the person with millions, when people around me have nothing and when I can't go outside without some kind of mask or augmentation in order to breathe. That's not what I want. And I feel like Viet Lead is actually working on what true security looks like in the future. They are teaching about foods, they're building food security. They're teaching a younger generation about food security, and they're addressing often the loneliness that comes from being an elder person. And I think that's something actually that a lot of people ask me, because my partner and I are 35 and we're not planning to have children. And they say, who's going to look after you when you're old? And really, I think something that rich people are told a lot about is that we valorize being independent, when truly we need to learn to be interdependent. So we need to learn to ask for help. We need to ask. I've started the practice of asking my neighbors, especially young kids, you know, anything simple from, hey, can you water some plants, right? And that not everything needs to be a financial transaction. And I see the elite as a place where I can learn more skills, where I can learn about farming and growing things and food security, where I can feel connected to a multi-generational community. And so for me, actually giving away this money that's supposed to represent traditional security under capitalism has actually shown me a new vision of security, that doesn't involve hoarding money.